You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ter um cão que não está registrado, dirigir com uma licença do exterior, não trancar seu carro e fumar na área coberta de uma estação de trem são considerados pequenos delitos na Austrália que podem causar problemas com a lei. Se o seu país de origem tem leis diferentes, você corre o risco de cometer uma dessas ofensas. Florence Montalvo Cruz é a advogada da família no Serviço de Assistência Legal de Refugiados de Nova Gales do Sul. Ela diz que o que é aceito em seu país pode ser diferente aqui na Austrália.
One of the things that my dad likes to do is when he goes to the market, sometimes he tastes the fruit, for example, like a grape or something like that. And I know just going into the community and going into the shops and stores and things like that, I can see that a lot of people from different cultures have that similar practice. But what they don't understand is in that situation where they're taking fruit and they're trying and they're tasting it out in like Woolworths and Coles or those types of supermarkets, technically speaking, that's shoplifting.
Mas embora você provavelmente não seja preso, isso pode criar precedentes e piorar a situação. Ela diz que ouvir música em alto volume em casa ou no seu carro é outra ofensa pequena que as pessoas nem sempre sabem.
Coming from, you know, a cultural background where music is a big part of our background, our culture, you know, we love putting music on. And when we're at home, if we have a party or something like that, the music is very loud. And sometimes people don't know that there are also noise restrictions. So it can't be too late, especially during weekdays, and it can't be too early.
Por trabalhar com direito de família, a advogada diz que os problemas que ela vê com mais frequência estão relacionados a crianças que não vão à escola.
Which a lot of parents don't understand is actually a big issue. So if a child doesn't go to school, the parents could be held responsible for that, and it could take the Department of Education to become more involved with the family. It could lead to the Department of Family and Community Services becoming involved with the family.
Outra questão que a advogada testemunha muito é um pai assediando o outro por telefone e mensagem de texto depois de uma separação. Isso pode levar a polícia a emitir uma ordem de violência doméstica ou AVO.
And if they don't see a lawyer to try to help them negotiate time with the kids, if they just continue sending the messages with an AVO being in place saying they can't, then they could be charged with what's called a breach of an AVO. And that's the criminal offence. And that's the one that really gets them stumped because then they have a criminal record.
Dependendo da ofensa que você cometeu, as consequências podem ir de um aviso a uma multa a algo ainda pior.
If it's a parking ticket, that's a minor traffic offence. That's not going to be on your record. But things like using offensive language in public, if they have a knife, in public, in a public place, if they're driving without their licence, if they're driving over the speed limit, depending on how much over the speed limit they've driven, all of those things that can form part of a criminal record. Shoplifting is another thing.
As multas podem chegar a milhares de dólares, o que pode causar ainda mais problemas se você não puder pagá-las. Mas Florence Montalvo Cruz diz que existem maneiras de obter apoio.
Legal Aid have a working development order service that can help them pay off the fines without paying it off in terms of money, but rather engaging in community activities, study is another one as well, and the hours that they put in on those activities works off the fine that they owe.
Nohara Odisho é oficial de envolvimento da comunidade para o Serviço de Refugiados de Assistência Legal de Nova Gales do Sul. Ela diz que você não deve hesitar em pedir aconselhamento jurídico gratuito através do Legal Aid.
Most people from CAL communities and newly arrived, they tend to blame themselves when those problems happen, so they don't ask for help. They will ask community members, and there's some maybe they get the wrong advice, the wrong information.
Não importa se o seu problema é pequeno ou grande, ela diz que você deve procurar ajuda profissional através de sua assistência jurídica local o mais cedo possível.
It's like when you're sick, you go to the doctor. When your car is broken, you just take it someone to fix it. So those legal issues, and you can see someone to help you with. Most people, they say it's not really a big problem is to go to a lawyer. Don't need a lawyer. It's just like something small. It's just a fine. It's just like a contract. Or just like, I have a problem with the school and with my children. I don't want anyone to involve in this matter. But just saying those are legal issues and we can really solve it. And as early that you can come, you have more options.
Florence Montalvo Cruz também acrescenta que o que é discutido com seu advogado é confidencial.
So a lot of the time people are worried that the community is going to know what the legal problem are. There's going to be talk in the town. And that's not going to happen because when you see a lawyer, particularly a legal aid lawyer, it's free. But when you see a lawyer, it's confidential. They won't disclose whatever you've discussed to anyone else.
E se precisar de ajuda legal, ou mesmo tiver apenas uma pergunta, você pode entrar em contato com o escritório de assistência jurídica local gratuitamente. E caso precise, também pode solicitar o intérprete. Jason Matias para SBS em português.
sbs.com.au